Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. ISRO starts India's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh to plan its lunar mission experiments. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defence exports poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2029-30. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah to release party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore beginning today. India's Atanu Das bags bronze medal at Swiss Open Indoor Archery in Lausanne, Switzerland. And Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod enters women's singles final of Hilo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. And now the news in detail. Indian space research organization ISRO has started the country's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh, where space agency will simulate life in an interplanetary habitat. The move assumes significance as India is planning to send a human to the moon in the near future. Analog space missions are field tests in locations on Earth that have physical similarities to the extreme space environments and play a significant role in problem solving for spaceflight research. Ladakh has been chosen for such a mission as the geographical features of the area, dry and cold climate, barren land, high altitude terrain and extreme isolation are considered to closely resemble the Martian and lunar landscapes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029-30. Addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Kanpur, yesterday, the Defence Minister called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies which the country imports to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat. He stressed on the need to get a hold on high-end technology, urging the young ignited minds to realize their potential and contribute to the country's progress. Mr. Singh said that the government's efforts to achieve self-reliance are turning out to be highly successful as defense exports, which were around just 600 crore rupees 10 years ago, crossed a record number of 21,000 crore rupees in financial year 2023-24.
हमारा यह प्रयास है कि अकेडमियां और गवर्नमेंट मिलकर भारत को डिफेंस सेक्टर में सेल्फ रिलायंस बनाने का प्रयास करें और हम सेल्फ रिलायंट डिफेंस सेक्टर में बनेंगे मैं देश का रक्षा मंत्री होने के नाते पूरे कॉन्फिडेंस से मैं कहना चाहता हूं कि एक यह समय था कि आज के 7-8 साल पहले भारत से जो डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट होता था वो अप्रॉक्सिमेटली 500 करोड़ आज हम मोर देन 23,000 करोड़ का एक्सपोर्ट कर चुके हैं और 29-30 आते आते भारत डिफेंस आइटम्स का 50,000 करोड़ से ज्यादा एक्सपोर्ट करेगा
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release the party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. Mr. Shah will also address three election rallies at Dhal Bhumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra today. He arrived in Ranchi last night on a two-day visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to review the poll preparations with the state BJP leaders. In our series of constituency profile, today we take a look at Husainabad Assembly constituency in Palamu district of Jharkhand. Husainabad will go to polls in the first phase on the 13th of this month. More from our correspondent.
In 2019 Assembly elections, Kamlesh Kumar Singh, the lone NCP MLA, won this seat. This time, Mr. Singh is contesting on BJP ticket after resigning from NCP. He is facing challenge from party's two rebels, Vinod Kumar Singh and Colonel Sanjay Kumar Singh. Kamlesh Singh is also facing challenge from Kuswaha Shivpujan Mehta of BSP as NDA ally AJSU party denied ticket to Mehta. RJD Chief Sanjay Kumar Singh Yadav is another prominent candidate from this seat. Altogether, 18, including 11 independent candidates, are in the fray, but the main contest is between Sanjay Kumar Singh Yadav of RJD and Kamlesh Kumar Singh of BJP. Closure of famous Japla cement factory is the main issue for all political parties during campaigning. Every party is promising to reopen the cement factory, which could provide employment to a large number of local people. With KK Lal from Ranchi, Ritu Srivastav, Akashvani News.
Tomorrow is the last date of withdrawing nominations for Maharashtra Assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the nomination of 7,066 candidates have been found valid after scrutiny for 288 constituencies in the state. According to reports, around 36 candidates of the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikas Aghadi have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. Leaders of both alliances are trying to pacify these rebels to withdraw their nominations before tomorrow. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham, one of the 12 renowned Jyotirlings in Rudraprayag district, will be closed for winter season from 8:30 a.m. today on the occasion of Bhaiya Dooj. To mark the occasion, the temple has been decorated with around 10 quintals of flowers, celebrating the conclusion of the season that welcomed over 15 lakh devotees to Kedarnath Dham. As the temple doors close, Baba Kedar's ceremonial palanquin, accompanied by thousands of devotees, will depart from the shrine for its winter abode at Omkareshwar Temple in Ukhimat. Meanwhile, the doors of Yamunotri Dham in Uttarkashi are set to close at 12:05 p.m. today. This year, over 7 lakh pilgrims visited the temple. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
Suno, pensioner, suno, jeevan ka pramaan buno, haath mein mobile le lo, chehre ka pehchaan de lo. आसान है, इजी है, ऐप इसकी क्रेजी है, आपकी ही मर्जी है, अपना लो ये अर्जी है। फेस का ऑथेंटिकेशन, लाइफ का वेरिफिकेशन, देना ही है कंपल्शन, कर दिया सिंप्लीफिकेशन। कहीं जाने की जरूरत कहाँ, फेस ऑथेंटिकेशन कहाँ, फिर भी जाने की जरूरत जहाँ, डीएससी के कैंप वहाँ। कभी जाने की जरूरत कहा POPPW जहां हम लोगों का पहल अनोखा बदला भारत कर धमाका.
वेलकम बैक टू मॉर्निंग न्यूज ऑन आकाशवाणी. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore beginning today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will also deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. The Telangana State Managing Committee of the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund, chaired by Governor Jishnu Dev Verma, has approved financial assistance schemes for ex-servicemen and their family members. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor emphasized the need to look after ex-servicemen who gave the best of their youth for the nation. Our correspondent have more details.
The fourth meeting of the Managing Committee of the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund, held at Rajbhavan in Hyderabad yesterday, has focused on providing immediate relief and long-term support to the ex-servicemen and their families. It approved several key measures, including immediate financial assistance of 2 to 3 lakh rupees for spouses of ex-servicemen with the dependent children. The grant for the parents and spouses of soldiers who made supreme sacrifice in line of duty has been increased. The marriage grant for daughters of ex-servicemen, now termed as Kalyana Kanuka, has been enhanced. Besides, the monthly assistance for 100% disabled soldiers and financial support for special children of ex-servicemen has been increased. The reimbursement of hostel fee and funeral grants, reimbursement for the purchase of computers for children, financial assistance for organ transplants also have been enhanced. Lakshmi for Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Narco smuggling from across the border in Punjab seems to be unending. Over 1,000 kilograms of heroin has been recovered in the state till date during this year. Both Border Security Force, BSF, and Punjab Police have seized this huge quantity of narcotics, and Punjab Police has arrested over 10,000 drug smugglers in and along the border. More from our correspondent.
Inspector General BSF Punjab Frontier Atul Fuldale told Akashvani that till now this year, the force has either intercepted or shot down over 185 drones inside Indian border which were carrying heroin and arms into Punjab. More than a year ago, Punjab government had mooted a project of installing CCTV cameras on the strategic locations in border villages to maintain a strict vigil on the movement of drones and smugglers. However, it has not yet seen the light of the day. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav has also called upon the citizens to report about drugs traffickers anonymously. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In sports, let's take a look at the remarkable achievements our athletes have brought home and the thrilling matches lined up ahead.
In archery, India's Adanu Das has bagged the bronze medal in the Swiss Open Indoor Archery in Lausanne, Switzerland. Olympian Das defeated Switzerland's Thomas Ruffer 6-4 in the recurve men's bronze medal match. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansod has stormed into the women's singles final of the Hilo Open 2024 in Germany. Six-seeded Malvika registered a stunning 23-21-21-18 win over Danish shuttler Julie Jacobsen in the semi-final last night. Malvika will face another Danish woman, Mia Blichfeldt, in the title clash today. In tennis, ATP challenger of Brazil, Indian-French duo of Karan Singh and Florent Bax have won the doubles title in Congo. They defeated the fourth seed duo of Simone Agostini of Italy and South Africa's Alec Beckley in straight sets to win the title. In cricket, New Zealand will resume their second innings against India with an overnight score of 171-9 on the third day of the Mumbai Test this morning. After conceding a lead of 28 runs in the first innings, New Zealand now have an overall lead of 143 runs. Earlier, India were all out for 263, while in table tennis, Indian duo of Harmi Desai and Kritvika Roy will take on the Cuban pair of George Campos and Daniela Carasana in the doubles finals of the WTT feeder at Caracas, Venezuela today. With Sayukta Yadav, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe today. The weather agency also predicted a gradual fall in the minimum and maximum temperatures over northwest and east India by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 4 days. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands are also likely to witness heavy rainfall on the 5th of this month. The IMD said Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours in the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Aruja. Slamming Canadian charge against Union Home Minister, India warns of serious consequences for ties. MES summons Canadian diplomat is a top front page headline in the Sunday Pioneer. UK's health service pilots iPhone device to detect throat cancer, cites Financial Express. Rural Development Department keen to rationalize pay for its consultants, notes the Indian Express. Centre for Science and Environment analyzes the very poor air QI in the national capital. City sees season's first smog on Diwali, farm fire share in pollution rises, states Sunday Times. India may invite Indonesia President as Republic Day chief guest, says Hindustan Times. And finally, a headline in the Economic Times writes, more than just optics, data centers 5G push powering fiber cable boom, attracting top dollar and looking at boosting exports. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO starts India's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh to plan its lunar mission experiments. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defence exports poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2029-30. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah to release party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore beginning today. India's Atanu Das bags bronze medal at Swiss Open Indoor Archery in Lausanne, Switzerland. And Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor enters women's singles final of Hilo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.